From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. The Pentagon has appointed three-star general, Lieutenant General Jeffrey Buchanan, to lead all military hurricane response efforts to Puerto Rico. This after the Trump administration was criticized for not responding quick enough to the crisis in the U.S. territory, which has been hit hard by Hurricane Maria that occurred September 17th. Thursday, Homeland Security Advisor Tom Bossert defended the eight-day period between the declaration of emergency in Puerto Rico and the naming of a leader for recovery efforts. In addition, Acting Homeland Security Director Elaine Duke took issue with the criticism.
You are seeing devastation in Puerto Rico. That is the fault of the hurricane. The relief effort is under control. It is proceeding very well, considering the devastation that took place.
The Trump administration has also suspended a law that had been hampering delivery of desperately needed aid to hurricane victims. Representatives from social media platform Twitter told the House and Senate Intelligence Committees that it had shut down more than 200 accounts after determining they were linked to Russia and sought to interfere in U.S. politics. This was a closed-door session that followed similar briefings earlier this month with Facebook. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis has made an unannounced visit to Qatar, holding talks with the country's emir and defense minister at the largest U.S. military base in the Middle East. He renewed a call for unconditional dialogue to end a crisis involving Qatar and four Arab states. Saudi Arabia, Egypt, Bahrain, and the United Arab Emirates cut ties with Qatar in June over its close ties with Iran and its alleged support for extremists. But Qatar has denied supporting extremism, saying the crisis is politically motivated. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is on his second trip to China, seeking Beijing's cooperation on a maximum pressure campaign against North Korea's nuclear aggression amid heightened tensions on the Korean Peninsula. In a meeting with the Chinese Vice Premier Liu Yangdong on the top U.S. diplomat, seeking China's cooperation to curb North Korea's nuclear provocations, and paved the way for President Donald Trump's first visit to China in November. After President Trump last week issued a new executive order giving the United States greater leverage over foreign banks that support the North Korean regime, the U.S. is now looking at implementing the tougher sanctions. Susan Thornton, who is Acting Assistant Secretary of State for Asian Pacific Affairs, told a congressional committee the administration is working with allied countries to try and ferret out illicit and underground networks. Russian President Vladimir Putin and his Turkish counterpart Recep Tayyip Erdogan on Thursday agreed to push for the creation of a de-escalation zone in Syria's key northern province of Idlib to help end the civil war there. Erdogan said after talks in Ankara that the pair agreed to pursue more intensely the implementation of a de-escalation zone in Idlib, which currently is under jihadist control.
The Kurdistan regional government has in fact thrown itself into the middle of the fire with its senseless attempt at independence. I don't accept anyone's independence.
After several hours of talks over dinner, the two leaders underlined the importance of the deepening relationship between the two countries. A UN visit to Myanmar's troubled Rakhine State has been postponed due to bad weather. Word of the delay comes one day after the UN said its representatives would be accompanied by Myanmar government officials in a visit there. U.S. Ambassador to the UN Nikki Haley.
The United States is providing $95 million to support urgent humanitarian needs in Burma and Bangladesh. But given the likelihood of more people fleeing across the border, plus the ongoing monsoon season, and the humanitarian need already present in Bangladesh, this generosity will not be enough.
About 400 people have been killed in subsequent clashes. Satellite images released by rights group Amnesty International have shown entire Rohingya villages burned. Flight cancellations threatened to deepen Iraq's humanitarian crisis on Friday. All international flights to the region are set to be canceled, and this is retaliation for the Kurdish independence referendum this week that passed with more than 92% of the vote. Humanitarian workers say the flight cancellations could have a dire impact on the lives of the region's 1.6 million refugees and displaced people. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.